The federal government's plan to clean up toxic PCB chemicals from the Housatonic River faces a new legal challenge. Four residents from the western Massachusetts town of Lee filed a complaint against the town and select board members who approved the agreement, which includes a low-level toxic waste dump. Reporter Nancy Cohen has the story.
In February last year, the then-chair of the Lee Select Board signed an agreement with the EPA, General Electric, and others to clean up contamination from the river caused by GE and dispose some of it in Lee. GE gave $63 million to Pittsfield and five towns near the river, of which $25 million went to Lee. Lee Town Meeting Representative Bob Jones says the money doesn't make it okay.
Not for $25 million or any other amount. Do we want a toxic waste dump in our town, and particularly in a neighborhood? We don't want it in Lee, and we don't want it in Berkshire County.
Jones is one of the residents who filed a complaint Tuesday in Berkshire Superior Court, challenging the lack of public input in the deal. Judith Knight, another Lee resident, is the plaintiff's attorney.
The goal of the lawsuit is to ultimately have the contract that we believe the Lee Select Board signed illegally rescinded. But to start that process, the lawsuit is going to begin by filing suit on an open meeting law violation.
The state attorney general's office already weighed in. It determined that meeting behind closed doors is not against the law if an open meeting would hurt the litigating position of the select board. And the AG decided the Lee Select Board was not required to ratify the settlement in open session. The complaint filed this week asks the court to review the AG's determination, and it argues that under the state's open meeting law, the select board did not have a legitimate reason to go behind closed doors, because Knight claims the cleanup agreement was already negotiated.
There's no way in the world this thing hadn't been worked out weeks in advance. They could no longer have been discussing strategy and positioning at that point. So there was no reason to go into closed session.
Tom Wickham sees it differently. He was chair of the select board when it met in executive session. I spoke to him before this lawsuit was filed.
I think we did exactly right. We've been backed up by the attorney general of Massachusetts. So everything by the book. I made sure of that.
Wickham says the cleanup is the best thing for the town and what he describes as a highly toxic river where he used to play hockey as a kid.
My mother used to tell me, don't eat the snow. Don't eat the snow around the river.
Wickham also points out the EPA says the disposal site will be safe. The agency says it'll hold only waste with lower levels of PCBs on average, but will be engineered to be as protective as sites with the highest concentrations.
They're going to double line it. They're going to monitor it. It is to be the most well-built, low-level facility in the country.
David Consolati, a former select board member who was also named in the complaint, says he voted for the disposal site because he was advised that it was the town's best option, even though he doesn't want it.
I don't want to dump in my town. As far as I'm concerned, I live in the damn river. But that's not what I can do. I have to base what I have to say and do on what's in front of me. And this is what's in front of me.
Even so, Town Meeting Representative Bob Jones says the select board should have given the people of Lee the chance to weigh in.
All of a sudden, they just make a unilateral decision to put a dump in a town of 6,000 people. There's something wrong with that. How can that be legal? How can that be right? How can this be foisted upon a citizenry that had no say in it whatsoever?
Knight says in this case, the onus is on the defendants to show they didn't violate the open meeting law and why. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.